young, awesome people doing? Good? Are you having a good week? Good. I'm having flashbacks. I don't hang out in here much because I'm old. It's kind of sad. But I was in the Marie Ellen Doms program when it first started, and it's one of my fondest memories as a teenager at each Holy Family Fest. So anyways, during those times when I was Marie Ellen Doms, there were these vocation talks that would happen, and I would be like, no, I don't want to hear about the single life, because I really felt called to marriage. But there was something on my heart that was starting to stir and build up throughout my young teen years. And I felt this call to really be closer to our Lord and be more in a relationship with Him. And I really admired a lot of the saints and the way they lived their lives for Him. And I really wanted, as a young person, to be set apart for God. So I thought that that meant a celibate vocation. So I started to pursue and look into different vocations of that type. In fact, I went to visit Carmelites when I was 16 years old, and I stayed with them for 1 week, lived their life with them, prayed with them, ate with them, worked with them, and I loved it there. And at the end of my stay, the Mother Superior said, "You do not have a religious vocation." I was like devastated, and I was like, why am I devastated? Because I actually really wanted to get married anyways, but I still felt like, what's wrong with me? What did I do that, that the Mother Superior had said that? But she did tell me that, that, you know, definitely God has something else for you and still to pursue this. So, then it became very important for me to, again, pursue further these stirrings on my heart. And so I did, discern within the Catholic Core vocation for a year and a half. And after that, it was clear that, I was called to marriage. And then I, found and started dating my husband. And, I want to just encourage all you young people, there's only one time in your life where you can actually do certain things, and then it's over. So if you have a stirring on your heart for a vocation outside of marriage, that you would definitely take some time to explore that. And there's so many different vocations in the church. It's awesome. So many things, whatever's on your heart is there from our Lord. It desires of our heart, when they are wholesome and holy, they are there from Him. So but what I loved about this ministry and the message of this ministry is that even those who are married can live a holy life and strive for that and be in relationship with our Lord, but through marriage. So I prayed a lot for my future husband, and I dated a couple of people, and there was one gentleman that my mother prayed away and really did not want me to pursue that relationship. And there is wisdom that is given to parents in their words when they speak to us. And it was very hard for me, because we had a really great friendship. I actually met him at Holy Family Fest, and we had on and off relationship for a very long time. And but my mother did sit me down a couple of times and say that this would not be good for you long term. This man is not going to settle down and give you what you need, and the attention and the you know, God-centeredness and the stability and strength. And she prayed because there was like this attachment that was there, and it was kind of hard to move away from that relationship, even though I knew that it wasn't good. I mean, he was a player. He was flirted with every woman that came in contact with him, but also like wanted to be in relationship with me. So, women, we gotta like be strong. We gotta like not allow men to do that. Okay. So, and you know, take a stance in that. And if your parents are advising you against a relationship, there's definitely, wisdom in that. And I'm so grateful. for the prayers of my mother and actually the prayers of my husband's mother, who was renewing her consecration on December 12th, 1996. And that was the night that my husband and I met. And it was amazing how I fell like instantly in love with him. I had like pains in my face because I couldn't stop smiling all night. And his mother's prayers that night were that her son would find a good Catholic woman. And so the prayers of our mothers brought us together. We've been through a lot in our marriage, and it's very clear to me that without our faith and without both of us pursuing that holiness, that we would not have withstood all the many things that have come our way, from early marriage, financial difficulties, to cancer. My husband was diagnosed with cancer at the age of 33, and it was very difficult, and we had young children, and then the death of my mother and a miscarriage and loss of jobs and just a lot. And we just know that without God in our marriage and in our life, that it would have broke us. So my plea to all you young people is to pursue holy relationships, pursue those who, that God is important to them, because he is going to be your anchor. He is your rock and you need him. So we pray for you here as a ministry. We pray for all the young people as you make your journey to Christ and looking for your vocation, finding your vocation and finding that one. But I encourage you all to pray for your future spouse, that God would preserve them and bring you together when it is in his time. So good luck. God bless. You want to just come up and make sure. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning, sister. I was told 3 minutes ago that I'd be saying a little something to you. My name is Sister Maria Basilea. I'm with the Sisters of the Holy Cross. I'm here together with Sister Maria Louisa today. Sister Maria Gemma is helping with the children's program. We are the Sisters of the Holy Cross in Opus Sanctorum Angelorum. All you Latinists know what that means, right? Who knows what that means? Opus Sanctorum Angelorum. Correct. Okay. Work of the Holy Angels. Our priests are here hearing confessions. Father Wolfgang gave a talk, I think, on Tuesday. So our order, we have a special relationship with the Holy Angels, obviously. And the purpose of our apostolate is to awaken in the church, or we reawaken the knowledge of the Holy Angels, that they're here to help us, that they're here to lead us to God, and they're here to form us, to train us, so that we follow our way in life and that we can help others through their angels, with their angels, to follow their way in life. And so for vocations, angels, they're the go-to person, right? So a little bit about our order. The sisters are more contemplative. We don't have schools, we don't have hospitals, we don't teach, but we aid priests. First of all, our own priests, okay? We have an order of about 140 priests and brothers. We're in 10 different countries, and have our first house in the States half an hour from here. Somehow God willed that we be here near Catholic Family Land. We weren't looking in Ohio, but God sent us here, certainly through our angels and your angels. And the priests, they give missions all over the States. They give retreats and teach people about learning to work with your angel, not just have a devotion, not just pray to your angel, but let your angel form you. Let your angel touch your conscience. Let your angel awaken you for God. John Paul II, he's the Pope who talked most. It gave 6 weeks catechesis on the angels. And he told us that the angels remind us that we're spiritual. Yeah, we're always tempted to look to the earth, to everything in this world, you know, things we like, things that attract us in this world. And we forget that we have a spirit. You don't. I mean, you're all good Catholic families, but the angel always point to God. He's invisible. He's never pointing to himself, but he helps us to think on God. And so that's what our order is all about, is to remind people, draw close to your angel. Live with your angel. Let him influence you. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. The Sisters of the Holy Cross are also, like I said, we're more contemplative. We do adoration every day, silence, lots of silence. We work quietly in the house or in the not so quietly in the secretariat. But we are always listening. What does God want of me in this moment? Yeah. And our special charism is to help priests. We all know that priests are in crises, not just in the last few years, but in the last maybe 60 years, the priesthood is in crises. We started about 60 years ago. And we make expiation for priests, and the angels teach us how to sacrifice. They help us to deny ourselves so that we can sacrifice. And so that's just what our order's about. So priests or lay brothers or sisters. And if you enter, you might be sent anywhere in the world. Sister Maria Luisa is here from the Philippines. I've been a year in the Philippines, India, Austria, Portugal, Fatima I started. I entered in Fatima. Among others. So God has made each of you with your angel in mind, and he made your guardian angel with you in mind. He has given you certain gifts and talents, certain inclinations. Every one of you is different. Every one of you has your own vocation. And how do we find that? When you're little, everyone always asks, you know, what do you want to be? Is that the right question? What do you want to be when you grow up? The question is, what does God want you to be, right? God knows you. He wants you to be happy. But that's also a good question. What do you want to be? Because God gives you those talents. He wants you to be happy. And he gives you those inclinations. Where am I inclined? Do I love prayer? Okay. So he's not going to lead you against your nature. What we want to do is remain pure. We want to pray. We want to be as God wants us to be. And he'll incline us. He'll call us to where he's calling you. So with your angel leading you, prodding you, and the more you call on your angel, the more he can help you. So.
All right. Well done. Okay. So, what's the takeaway? What do we get out of this? Well, let me tell you what I hope you're getting out of it. One, that God has purpose, plan, destiny for you. He created you, and as the sister tells you, he created your angel and you as a team with a particular vocation in mind, a particular calling, a particular way that you can serve him and give him glory here on earth so that you can be happy and united with him forever in heaven. But let me tell you this, there are some young people who get really stressed out about knowing and figuring out their vocation. There is no need. Yes, you should be interested. Yes, you should be praying for it. Yes, it should be on your radar. But if you're 15 years old, 16 years old, 17, whatever, your interest in it and your focus on it increases with age. But if you're still at that young age, enjoy the ride. Enjoy the adventure that God is calling you to. Stay pure. Be prayerful. Be a holy student, son or daughter, and have it on your radar. Always be kind of wondering and thinking. But if you're stressing out about it and you're getting all concerned and you're not at peace, it's not from God. That's not God's will for you. Okay? So put your life in his hands. Of course, here in the Apostolate, we encourage you to entrust your lives to Jesus through Mary in union with St. Joseph. Entrust yourself to the Holy Family. Believe that they've accepted your offering and that they will show you in God's good due time where he wants you, and they will lead you. And the beauty of this journey is that you can come to the Catholic Corps, check out, maybe do the Alumni Corps, do Service Corps, come just to do a year-round Alumni Corps. You can go visit the sisters. You can talk to the sisters. If you're feeling called, you can even work out an arrangement where you might stay with them like Teresa did for some time to test their way of life. You can test it. Unlike marriage, you can't say, hey, let's get married. Let's just try out marriage. Have a couple kids, see how it works. That's not the way it works, but you can realize by testing these other ways, and of course you can date and good holy dating and spending time with members of the opposite sex, getting to make friendships and get to know people. That's another way to do that and to explore that area. But enjoy the ride. Don't fret. If you want more information, more detail, more chat on discerning your vocation, like I said, we'll be meeting at 3:30 p.m. today behind the chapel at the park. We look forward to seeing you there. Okay?